Chapter 25.
That awful smell, Ben realized, was probably him. It reminded him of sour Nerf milk with a hint of ash and mildew. His tongue lay in his mouth like a raw sausage, swollen, numb, and cold, and he felt generally sore and weak, with a muddled throbbing head that made him feel like he had died and just didn't realize it yet. Which, Ben suddenly remembered, was a distinct possibility. He opened his eyes and found himself staring up into the familiar red strobing of alarm lights in Sinkhole Station's smoky control room. He glanced over and saw that his IV drip bags had drained themselves flat, which meant he had been mind-walking for at least a day, and probably much longer, assuming his symptoms were due to dehydration. He croaked. He swallowed, then tried again.
Now I see why these head cases would rather die than return to their bodies.
When no reply came, Ben looked over and found his father still lying motionless on his gurney, his gaze vacant and fixed on the ceiling.
Dad?
Nothing moved but his father's mouth, which opened barely far enough to emit a hoarse whisper.
Yeah. You okay?
The eyes closed in what was probably as close to a nod as Luke could manage.
I will be, he rasped. Just need to get blood to my muscles again. Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Ben used the force to undo the straps across his own chest, then tried to sit up and drop back into his gurney in a heap.
It's always like this, a familiar voice said behind Ben. Give yourselves a minute.
Recalling his reluctant mindwalker guide, Ben craned his neck around and looked toward the far side of the chamber. Rondi Tremaine was still sitting where he had left her before going beyond shadows, slumped against an equipment cabinet with her legs splayed out beside her. The stun cuffs he had slapped on her before leaving were still on her wrists, securing her to the floor beam he had exposed. With sunken eyes, hollow cheeks, and a brow furrowed in pain, she looked just as bad as Ben felt. The sight of how little care he had taken for her comfort made Ben wince at his behavior. He had deliberately not offered to set an IV drip for her, believing that if she were in danger of dying, she would be more eager to make their trip a quick one, so she could be certain of returning to free her brother.
How are you feeling? He asked. Better than you look, I hope.
That's nice.
Her gaze shifted to Luke.
If you want grandchildren someday, you need to have a conversation with your son about how to talk to the ladies.
Ben, be nice to the lady, Luke ordered, and get her out of those stun cuffs.
Sure.
Ben tried again to sit up, and this time he succeeded.
As soon as I take care of you.
He freed himself from the IV catheters and gurney straps, then did the same for his father and retrieved 3 packs of hydrate from his supply bag. When his father proved too weak to push the suck nozzle through the punch hole, Ben did it for him.
Dad, that trip? It was pretty dark,
Ben said, holding the tube into his father's mouth.
Worse than a triple hit of Yarok, even.
Ben could tell by the way his father's eyes widened that he had used a really bad analogy.
Not that I'd know, he said. Just assuming, really.
Luke stopped sipping long enough to say,
You'd better be. No worries, Ben said. I get plenty of weirdness just being your son.
When Ben fell silent for a moment, his father reached up and took the sip pack.
Keep talking.
Ben looked away, unsure how to broach the subject of what they had experienced together at the Lake of Apparitions. Actually, he was not even sure they had seen the same things. Finally, he just asked it.
All the stuff that happened while we were mind-walking, was that real?
Talking to Anakin and your mother, you mean? Ben nodded and began to feel a little more certain of the experience.
And to Jason.
Was that real? Luke repeated. He let out a choked half-laugh.
Maybe you'd rather ask me something else. Like what's the ultimate origin of the Force? We'll save the easy stuff for later, Ben replied. Seriously,
This whole experience is making me barvy. I need to figure it out now.